Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM on a glorious Monday. Well, I don't know about glorious, but it's a Monday morning, definitely. On the phone right now, this is a conversation that's going to be very, very, very interesting to anybody whose company is looking to make redundancies, because it's never a good point, is it, when you made redundant? I've got on the phone Keith Woodcock. Morning, Keith.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, you found yourself in that position back in September, is that right?
That's exactly right, yes. On the 15th of September, I was made redundant.
Okay, so you've been, like all of us, we're all similar age, Keith. We've been knocking around for years in different companies, and you've put together all your business acumen that you've acquired over the years, and you started up a company called Busy Biz Consultants, is that right?
That's correct, Mike, yes. And so, I always say to people that although I'm 65, I'm 25 in my head with 40 years' experience.
So tell me a little bit about Busy Biz Consultants. What do you actually consult on?
Okay, well, basically, I concentrate on Brentwood and this locality. I'm obviously talking about places like Ingatestone and Shenfield as well.
Yeah.
And I will go further afield, but initially that's the area. And basically, you see, typically we have a very high percentage of businesses that have between 1 and 5 employees.
Yeah.
These are the ones who, unfortunately, due to COVID, that sort of thing, have been forced to deal more so with the day-to-day running of their business rather than a little bit more of an outlook on what's going on at the moment.
Right.
Any changes that they might need to make, any slight tweaks. And it could even be something that they're not doing correctly, but they don't see it because they haven't got the time. So I'm able to assist them with small changes.
Ah, right. So people call you in as a consultant just for a second pair of eyes to look over their business and help them direct it in this, because it's very rough times out there, Keith. I don't have to tell you that, do I? It's very rough.
Well, let me tell you, I've got a new client, in fact, that I spoke to only yesterday, who they do deal with house removals.
Right, yeah.
That sort of thing. They've been trading since 1936. It's a third-generation family business. But I mean, it's tragic stories because in lots of cases, people aren't moving.
Mm.
There are some people that are moving because of the stamp duty allowances at the moment. But of course, they then might be hiring vans and doing it themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what, in fact, I'm working with that particular company at the moment is to we're going to change the name from removals to logistics.
Okay.
And they're basically going to be dealing with transport as well. And they're also even offering with a small van parcel delivery. So basically, if there's anything that needs delivering, including furniture and house goods, they will do it. But of course, it's a change of direction for them and something that I've engineered with them.
So it's in situations like we're in at the moment where the businessman has to come rising to the top and people have to diversify to carry on earning money, because there's always a silver lining in every cloud. I know it's difficult to say that in this time because coronavirus is a very serious thing, but there is a silver lining. You can carry on, but you have to diversify. And that's what you do, isn't it? You direct people maybe to different areas that they'd never thought about.
Exactly right. And I'm not saying significant changes, but it could be a service that they offer. With this particular company that I'm then talking about, they've got an associate company running alongside whereby they do sort of domestic cleaning as well and things like that. So what they're actually offering now is that on the business that they do get where they are going to move, someone's going to move house, they'll offer to go in and clean the new property before they put the furniture and everything
genius.
In, which again is something that they'd never thought of before.
Also, if you're renting somewhere, you call them in to clear out the place that you've just come from.
Exactly.
Genius exactly right. Idea. Absolutely,
yeah,
genius.
Exactly right. But you see, it's not something that's a million miles away from what they're doing at the moment.
Yeah.
It's just a question of obviously looking in different directions.
Yeah.
I've had another one where a company that I dealt with, they do a few things. They do security, and one of the biggest businesses that they did were obviously pub and club door security, and I don't have to tell you what's happened to those.
Yeah, yeah.
They then also dealt with cleaning, and they'd obviously clean pubs and things like that, which again they can't deal with. But the other thing that they do as well is rodent and pest control, and they've actually been very busy. But my idea with that was to actually concentrate more on the rodent and pest control, because regrettably during lockdown, Mickey Mouse and Ronald Rat are still about, aren't they?
Yeah, of course they are. They don't care.
No,
they care less now than before. Yeah.
So again, and you see, he's now getting security until lockdown too. He's now getting a bit more door security again, but he was able to focus more so on the rodents. In fact, it's great because in certain areas there were pubs and clubs last time round which had been shut for 3 months, and Mickey Mouse had been having a bit of a field day.
I can imagine they had. Yeah. Yes, right. I know you actually get in contact with somebody, and anybody that you put in contact with the company that you've dealt with, you can sort out a slight discount for them. Have I got that right?
Well, yeah. I mean, in fact, Paul and Steve at Phoenix have been incredibly good, and we've negotiated business discounts through BusyBiz. We've got a BusyBiz business club whereby we're offering a discount of 38%, which means that you can have, as a business, annual membership for £496 instead of £800,
yeah,
which offers you plenty of benefits. The football club have been looking for advertisers and et cetera, sponsors, and I've managed to negotiate discounts of up to 60% over there.
That's fantastic.
Which has gone fantastically well. Whereas a board around the ground was £500, I've been saying to them that, you know, businesses don't have that amount of cash available, et cetera, at the moment. So they've, in fact, I thought they were going to reduce it to £300 for me. They've reduced it to £200.
That's fantastic.
So, you know, it's great. And it's the feel good round here is brilliant because of the fact that so many businesses want to work together. I've got more and more businesses that are working together. I've got a client who's a tea room who, in fact, at the moment can't open, but she can do takeaways and deliveries.
Mm-hmm.
She's devised lots and lots of boxes, including afternoon teas and things like that.
Yeah.
I've worked with her, and she's now associated with a balloon business as well. So that if, for argument's sake, you want an afternoon tea for someone's birthday, for argument's sake, you can have a couple of nice balloons. And let's face it, an afternoon tea and a few balloons makes you feel that
things are
back to normal.
A little bit more festive, I suppose, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what a fantastic idea. You've taken a negative, which is a redundancy, and you've turned it into a huge positive, Keith. As you say, 47 years worth of business acumen all put down into this. Now, if anybody's listening right now and they want to get in contact with you to just cast your eye over their business to help them out, have you got a website?
Not as yet. It's under construction at the moment. But the best things I'm giving them is obviously my telephone number and my email address. If they can get into contact through me through social media, and I'm more than happy to go from there. It's under construction at the moment.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this interview on the website at 10 o'clock today, and I'll put your email address and your telephone number, if that's okay with you, underneath the interview.
And, of course it is.
Well, yeah, fingers crossed you go from strength to strength. I can't see you not going from strength to strength. Everybody needs a helping hand now. And what a fantastic idea, Keith. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, when I was going to be made redundant, you know, I thought, hang on a minute, this is silly. I don't want to be made redundant, etc. I've been helping a few businesses during furlough since June, and sort of went from there. But to be perfectly honest, people are saying to me, I enjoy your retirement, you enjoy your semi-retirement. I'm busier than I was when I was at work.
You're thinking to yourself, I'll leave off, will you?
Well,
I want to lay down.
Really, just very quickly, it's like the word furlough. I had people that I was working with when I went, you know, it was devastating to me to actually be put on furlough because you feel it's a bit like a kick in the teeth.
It is, yeah, I can understand that.
Although someone explained to me, a very good guy that I've come as a very good friend now, he explained to me, he said, it's like being a football player. He said, you're playing for the first team. He said, and you've been playing all of the games. He said, and suddenly he said, you're still going to be part of the team. He said, but you're on the bench.
Yeah.
So if you're furloughed, you're on the bench. But yeah, I had some of my colleagues at work were saying to me, enjoy your holiday. Well, it wasn't, certainly wasn't a holiday.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Keith, thank you so much for coming on today and telling us about your pleasure, fantastic Mike. Idea. And hopefully, fingers crossed, someone else can take part of what you do and you can help them as well.
Thank you very much indeed.